Yenda Banapi Bamanda, Yenda Bakatan Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416-98.7 FM BBM.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And a big shout out to all you daily mob out there. Now, championing cultural connections for youth in and out of home care. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with daily brother, Adrian Maloney, a cultural support lead at Anglicare, Southern Queensland, focused on children, youth and families and putting culture front and centre. We've got Adrian Maloney. Adrian, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you going? Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, you're well. Good, beautiful. Thank you, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Adrian?
I was born in Rockhampton, so I'm a Durrumbull man, but I'm living on mum's country now, so Gubbi Gubbi country in Gympie, so yeah.
Cold country, I would say, brother, coming from Cairns, far north Queensland. Look, too, Daily Brother, congratulations. Thank you for coming to the program and congratulating him regarding bringing culture front and centre in the in and out of home care space. So tell us about the work that you do, how this all come about, and also big shout out to Anglicare Southern Queensland who've allowed this to all happen, brother. Yes?
Yeah, so how it came about is probably about 2 years ago. I was working in the I've always worked in the child safety, like community services spaces. So I was working for an Aboriginal organisation at the time, but then this job presented itself with the cultural practice lead, and it was really about tapping into that leadership and. Bringing that First Nation perspective onto cultural practices and policy and influencing, change at for our cultural mentors and our identified youth workers and, all those workers out there in the front line.
Well, when you look at it, a lot of our kids who are in care, unfortunately, are not always with First Nation families, some of them with non-Indigenous families or with non-Indigenous workers. So cultural is missing if that is the case, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of it, we see those aspects of that culture missing. Like, we're very lucky that our culture, like our elders and our mothers and our knowledge holders do pass down certain aspects of culture. And it's very interesting to see if you're working with someone that has that background and can pick out those cultural strengths and that and tap into those connections in community or internally. Yeah, we have our cultural mentors that provide all that knowledge and support as well, and you can have that. Some of them are traditional owners, so they can take them out on country and teach them that way as well.
Yeah, beautiful. And like I said, it becomes a vehicle to empower our children, our First Nation children, who are in care, and so they don't lose their culture, but also educates the non-Indigenous workers and the company itself, the organisation itself, in regarding our culture, brother, yes?
Yeah, definitely. And that's part of my role too, is to hold that space with that education. And, there's a lot of stuff that goes on out there. We know from the, what happened last year, around referendum and stuff, that that misinformation and education out there. So in my cultural training, I hold that space where, it's that yarning circle type of place, and it's a safe way to ask those questions and, just see where they get their information and education from. And people walk away wanting to learn more. So, that's a really good part of my role as well.
Now, organisationally, we've been talking about Anglicare, Southern Queensland. They take on board when we talk about our celebration as well, when we talk about a NAIDOC or reconciliation, are they in that space? They activate in that space in regarding education for our mob?
Yeah, so my role is very diverse. Like one day, like I was speaking earlier, I could be delivering cultural journey training to staff. It could be new staff, it could be old staff that need to do the training. the next day could be planning. We've got a cultural immersion trip coming out to Cherbourg Ration Shed. So taking a bunch of staff out that way to learn, you know, the history of what happened to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It could be, you know, consulting with managers around, like, First Nation staffing, that, you know, that cultural safety element where we sort of know what we can do better in the space to retain Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander employers, and, you know, and then it could be, catching up with, you know, practitioners or coordinators around, you know, what's happening in their space if they need a voice. And then doing stuff, you know, how better to support them, connecting their families and or connecting the clients and families.
And you, as a First Nation man, and you could be an uncle, so to speak, to these young kids. Are you engaged with our Indigenous kids? Of course.
Yeah, where I can, I try to. Like, we're looking at our cultural support plans and that, so. I'm really trying to, you know, have a yarn with young people where I can, where I'm invited into the space, and they feel comfortable having that yarn too. So, I do try to get out there, and one of our cultural mentors takes us out on country too with some of the young people. So it's good to, just watch them in their elements as well.
Yeah, well, you can't be black on black, brother, and this is a fantastic concept, and having black people at the table dealing with our black kids. That is the best ingredient in the world. Of course, the goal is to put our children back with our families. In and out of care is what we're talking about here, but keeping our children safe. But thank you for the yarn, and thank you for sharing, my brother. You're a true champion.
No worries.
And all the best to whatever you're doing, my brother. And a big shout to Anglicare Southern Queensland as well and the work that they're doing. It is a team effort and takes a community to raise a child, doesn't it, bro?
Yeah, definitely. And thank you very much for having me on the show. And thank you to all the people out there, all the listeners and all the community and the elders.
Yeah, too deadly, brother. And you're down there, Southern Country. You stay warm, brother. I'll just stay up here in Cairns.
Yeah, I will.
See you, brother.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Adrian.
Okay, see ya. Bye.
Deadly Yonder, Adrian Maloney's name is Cultural Practice Lead for Children, Youth and Families, working closely and under Anglicare, Southern Queensland, and putting culture front and centre and cultural connections for youth in and out of home care. Fantastic. Your daily program here, National Talk Black. Have you say yarn ups wrong. We are coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on BBM, Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black, 1 hour program, Rob. Have you say yarn ups wrong, too deadly.
Pushing me aside. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Daily track there, Caught on Your Lips. Dwayne Eversmith here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns. On your dingy country, BBM Bumblebeep Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right. Now, first of its kind, Indigenous Climb of the Story Bridge will provide a First Nation perspective on the history, art, culture and future of Mingin, that's Brisbane, in a partnership between the Story Bridge Adventure Climb and local Indigenous artists and tourism operators. With then a catch up a yarn there with Barunga Wujudu, founder and principal artist at Barunga Gallery. And we have Barunga on the line. Good morning, Barunga. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program, my brother. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Hello. I'm Eastern Plains, Wiradjuri, my home territory, Bathurst, Wiradjuri, man.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, Indigenous Story Bridge, Adventure Climb, designed to immerse tourists in history and culture of First Nation knowledge and stories. So tell us about this fantastic event, brother.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's been well written. I think one of the questions that's been coming up, I always like to sort it out, is, you know, I'm Wiradjuri, I'm on Yuggera Tabal Jagara country. Mm. We're here with permission and through ceremony, but I've got absolutely no cultural authority here whatsoever.
Sure.
So we have some really valued and treasured relationships with the peoples, the clans, the knowledge holders around here. Mm-hmm. I've been in this community now since about 94 and accountable to this community since about 94. So, you know, when we're talking about what we do, we've already, consulted around what stories that we know are suitable, you know, and are they suitable for telling and that sort of stuff. And mm-hmm. before we even started, you know, looking at how to do this. And what happened was, I got up. So my family law storytelling, and I got invited to go up. We talked about this as a product with Luke Fraser, who's a friend, who's the CEO of Howard Smith Walls, who sort of own the Story Bridge Climb.
Yep.
And to be honest, I was a little bit reluctant to go up there, not because of any other reason than I'm not afraid of heights and I've climbed stairs before. So I was thinking, got to go up and see anyway. You can't make your mind up without getting there. And once I got up there, I realised that I was hearing the stories that the fellows that are running the show are telling, but it's all about the bridge. It's all about, and not to be dismissive of that, it's important, but I mean, sure. It's 1.25 million rivets and
no black content.
Hey, that's it, spot on. But I had some black fellas up there with us, and so the young fellas from our Cultural Greater Development Program, I just, you know, wasn't trying to be rude, but I noticed on the horizon, you know, Bunya there, Hoop Pine there, and then I was looking around and Auntie Dawn Daylight was down, like, you know, in servitude down there at that school there, and then I'm looking, there's Mulgulpin to look at, and there's Jarabar, then you can see Carby Country because you can see the Glasshouse Mountains, and
so you need a bit of black commentary in there, don't you, Bungara?
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah. But the thing, the main thing is, or the big moment for me was, and I painted this story, there's, you know, the stories of around anywhere, probably on the continent, but particularly now in Queensland, that's got Boundary Street as a name. We know what that's about, right?
Yes.
And when you're standing on the Story Bridge, you're standing on the eastern perimeter of that Boundary Street story, and you look southwest and you look west and north, and you can see the real estate because you're on Main Street, which goes down to Vulture, which goes across the boundary, which goes north across the river to the other boundary and down to the tip again. And you can actually see the real estate that the colonials said, you know, you've got to be out of here by sunset and don't come back until morning. And what happened then afterwards? And, you know, there's people here that have grown up that don't know
that. Baranga, what I've always said, Baranga, is Australia's got a history, black or white, good or bad, but the history is a history, and the history needs to be told.
That's it.
You know?
Yeah.
So is it all confirmed? Have you got the yarning going on the Story Bridge adventure climb now, or are we still in process of discussing it?
Well, a little bit of both, bro. We've had Tourism Australia. We did a big photo shoot. They actually hired people to come up and be the talent, you know.
Yep.
Started telling them the stories, and it was actually, they got cranky with the photographers because they interrupt the stories all the time. I think it's going to be
stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Yeah. A couple of lanes going on there.
True.
August, I think, is when it kicks off. All the young ones that are working with us as well, like you're being trained up as
tour guides,
climb leaders.
Yep, climb leaders, climb leaders. Okay, yep. How long is the actual climb and the storytelling, my brother?
Oh, look, it's, I think from go to woe, because you've got to go through getting your harnesses on and all that sort of jazz, I think it's about 2 hours. But the way we're going to do it is, and I was talking to the owners the other day about it, our way is, you know, you get to know each other on the way through anyway, so it'll actually be pretty much the full 2 hours while you're getting ready. You got to walk up, you know, I don't know, maybe 300 metres or something, so you actually start growing up the bridge.
Yes.
You know, but when you get up there, by the time you get up there, everybody's got a bit of adrenaline going and they're open to the stories, you know, and then, you know, I think we got the opportunity for a debrief, but so Uncle Joe Skeen's youngest girl, Jess, Skeen, she's doing offering a boomerang painting workshop down the bottom there.
Good.
With the focus on, they call it fake art, but it's cultural appropriate. I don't call it fake art.
No way. Nothing's coming from a digital person, brother.
So Jess is going to, you know, because Uncle Joe's just a trailblazer in that area, so it's a really neat spot. And Jess is one of our artists as well in the program. And then we do a catering thing too. So we give them some rooms, some menu, and some crock. And if there's any mob come in, we check about totems and all that sort of jazz too, you know. Yeah.
Well, look, it's fantastic, and congratulations. And look, it should be a must, and we should have a commentary of Black history. And congratulations there, my brother. And we're talking about employment of Black people as well, you know. So it's a three-pronged spear, you could say, my brother.
Hey, oh, that's beautifully put. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, anything we can do, any mob that listening, or, I mean, people are very, very savvy up north there. So, you know.
Well, here in Cairns, here, brother, I will say here in Cairns, we are tourism, you know, capital, and a lot of First Nation Indigenous people have got their own tourism operations. Right. And employing of black people and what have you. I mean, I work with Experience Co, Reef Unlimited, and they operate Dreamtime Dive and Snorkel. It's a non-Indigenous company with Indigenous product, with Indigenous employment, or like myself as a cultural community officer, and employing a First Nation crew that deliver our culture and also turning them into divers and, coxswains and boat operators.
Deadly.
And it's a fantastic. I've been there for 6 years, been running with this company, and it's fantastic. And Indigenous tourism is a $50 billion industry, so you should be in that space there when we're talking about the bridge, the Icon Bridge, Story Bridge, and having First Nation commentary big time, brother. So it is very deadly, Baranga. Very deadly.
Thank you. Well, can I do? I'm just going to do a quick shout out of that Kilyard Beach Mob. That's it.
You got it.
Up Karanda and that too. But that's a quick shout out.
Lovely, fantastic, Barunga, fantastic. Thank you very much. The next time I'm in Brisbane, I can do the walk up the Story Bridge with the First Nation commentary. Yes.
Yeah. No, that's true, God. That's on for sure.
To Deadly, my brother. Will you take care and all the best to your Deadly crew there, brother.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye bye. A Deadly Yarn there, and that's Barunga Widgery, and he's a founder and principal artist at Barunga Gallery. And look, stepping in the right direction and stepping up in regarding walking on the Story Bridge with the First Nation commentary. So look, that's fantastic. Happening there in Brisbane, the capital of Queensland, and look, so it should. So here, hats off. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. About to sign off you, Mob. I thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. And that daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black, and big shout out to NERS, National Digital Value Service. Thank you for allowing us to go across the airways. It is a team effort, and look, it's great to be part of this daily program. Thank you for your company, Mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Don't go away. We've got the news coming up by NERS, National Digital Value Service. Keep smiling, take care, Mob. Too deadly.